Now, it's come out in the last week that Joe Hockey has been charging Australian taxpayers thousands of dollars to babysit his children while he's over in Washington, potentially out wining and dining. I can't comment on where he really was. Look, he's already collecting an estimated $360,000 of salary as a US ambassador. He's got a $90,000 a year political pension. And now for his third dip, Mr. Hockey has billed taxpayers almost $2,500 for child mining services since starting his role 5 months ago. On the line with me, I have Adam Guttrell, national political correspondent for the Sun Herald and Sydney Age. Good morning, Adam.
G'day, how are you?
Good. Now, is what Joe's doing by the books?
Look, strictly speaking, it is. I mean, it is within DFAT guidelines for ambassadors to charge for child mining when they're either entertaining at their residence or if they're out, you know, wining and dining, going to official functions and that sort of thing. The point I was making with the story is, this is a guy that lectured Australians ad nauseum about the age of entitlement being over, about lifters and leaners, about double dippers. So I thought, while it is something he can do within the rules, maybe we should be considering, or at least he should be considering, whether it's something he should be doing, given his public pronouncements in the past.
I couldn't agree more, to be perfectly honest. And I know that DFAT sort of say that when they're talking about functions and what's permissible, they say that functions must be of specific value to Australia by furthering the objectives of your post. That's a very wishy-washy way of putting it. I mean, surely you could basically find anything permissible with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is, we've talked a lot in the past about, politicians' entitlements and how wishy-washy it is and how ill-defined some of these definitions, are. And in this case, with the Foreign Service, I think it's similar. I mean, there is an argument to say, look, yes, our diplomats have to have a certain amount of flexibility to decide what is, what is fit and proper and what's a good use of taxpayers' cash. It does, I think also leave it open for some abuse and some rorting. I wouldn't say that this is a case of rorting, what Joe Hockey's done, but it certainly goes against the things he was telling us as Treasurer.
Do we hear many calls for reform or even better oversight from Parliament or the opposition?
Not really. I mean, the thing is, to get these figures, I had to go through sort of a 6-month freedom of information battle.
Oh,
so it's very opaque. And this is part of the problem. I think if the public was kind of better informed about what was being spent where, it would be a good thing, because it's very difficult to find out just how much is being spent and what this money is going towards.
It would be nice to see more of a registry of these kind of charges, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, this document that I got, I knew that this document existed. It's called a expenditure review fund, right? And so it details any head of mission, sort of ambassador or high commissioner's expenses. They're supposed to go in a fair bit of detail about what's being spent and what it's being spent on. So these documents exist. I think they should probably be released as a matter of course. They should be disclosed on the DFAT website. The same way politicians' entitlements are disclosed on websites, eventually, in my opinion, too long after the fact, but they still do come out. So why our diplomats should sort of be able to operate in this sort of cloak of secrecy about what they're spending, I'm not sure there's a justification for that. It took me 6 months and $200 to get these documents, and that kind of deters journalists. In these lean times, going after these documents.
It does indeed, and I think that's a more cynical version of me would say that's exactly what they're trying to do with these freedom of information.
You may well be right.
Oh, lordy, lordy, Adam, thanks so much for that. Keep it up. We love hearing these kind of stories, and it's good to take it to them occasionally. Thanks very much, Adam.
Thanks, Nick. Bye.